Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Rob Crook, Senior VP and GM of NVM Solutions Group at Intel. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Allison.
So, Rob, why don't we just get started by talking about the charter of your organization and how it fits into Intel's broader strategies for computing?
Yeah, Allison, we're the memory folks at Intel, and we do all sorts of work around memory and storage technologies, from pathfinding of new types of memory technologies and materials we might use in that, to the advancement of NAND technology, 3D NAND being the most recent one, and then the engineering work around delivering that technology into the computing environment. So SoCs and SSDs, in order to interface that memory technology to data center and client computers.
You guys have been making a lot of news in 2015, and today you made another exciting announcement. Can you talk a little bit about the announcement today and what that represents in terms of an advancement towards your group's charter?
Today, we announced a new type of memory technology, actually not an advancement of 3D NAND, but a whole new class of memory technology that is going to help us solve real computing problems. This new technology will be incorporated into platforms as memory as well as for storage. The new memory technology is significantly denser than DRAM, on the order of 10 times more dense than DRAM on a given chip, but it's also way faster than NAND technology, so it's about 500 times faster than NAND, and it's non-volatile. We think it'll be disruptive to computing, allow data center computers with much, much bigger memory footprints, so ISVs and OEMs won't have to constrain themselves in memory capacity. They'll get a much larger memory footprint. And they can stop avoiding storage. And, you know, they don't have to try and cram everything into DRAM always. They'll be able to leverage this new technology as super fast storage as well.
Some people have said, you know, biggest breakthrough in the last 25 years in terms of memory. Can you talk to me a little bit about the history of innovation that has led up to this breakthrough and what you think was key in terms of getting us to where we are today?
Computers exist to operate on data, and we want to get the data as close to the CPU as possible. And over history, we've created actually a hierarchy of memory and storage, from small amounts of the data being on the CPU itself. And as Moore's Law advances, we get to put a little bit more there. And then a next tier that today is DRAM, and that has evolved over the last 20 years. And then historically, it's been hard disks, which are, you know, a million times slower than memory, and we put the rest of the storage out there on the hard disk. And what's happened over the last few decades is the microprocessor has gotten faster and faster and faster and had more cores on a given CPU, hence it needs more data closer to the CPU that's very, very fast. We've solved some of that problem with caches and increasing DRAM, but what's happened in the case of DRAM is its scaling has begun to slow, reaching close to the end of Moore's Law, and it hasn't kept up with the need for the CPU. And at the same time, what's happening in hard disks and storage is they've made phenomenal advancements in the number of bits per drive they can get, so the areal density in a drive has gotten higher, but it's at the same performance level and the same minimum cost. So in relative terms, the CPUs continue to get faster, but the hard disk has not. And so the gap between the CPU and DRAM and the hard disk has increased exponentially. Along comes NAND technology and solid-state drives, and that is a good replacement for storage, but there's still a gap in there where we want to have more and more data close to the CPU and memory, and this technology fits nicely into that gap. It's very high performance storage and 10x the density of DRAM, so it allows us to put much more data close to the CPU, and by the way, it's non-volatile.
What are the markets that you think are going to take advantage of this technology first? And where is the opportunity for broad proliferation across segments? I mean, is there anywhere that you don't see that this technology could have impact?
I don't think we know at the end of the day what will be enabled by this completely. The type of performance delta that we're seeing here is the difference between sailing across the Pacific versus taking a jet airplane. When you've been sailing all your life, you can't necessarily see what might be possible. Instead of going once a lifetime or once every few years, that you're going once a quarter, once a month to Asia from California or to Europe from New York. So database and big data analytics have a tremendous need for higher performance storage and memory. So we have things like in-memory databases happening in multiple areas now. This will allow significantly larger class of applications to be in-memory for in-memory databases. And it'll allow in-memory database to be more prevalent because it'll bring the cost down of putting today's applications into in-memory. There's more and more data being created. Being able to do analytics on a bigger and bigger data set will be very, very helpful. High performance computing as well. Reliability, cost of improving reliability will be lower because now this is non-volatile memory, so recovering from some event ends up being much more quick in this type of environment because we don't have to reload databases or reload information into memory from a hard disk if something goes wrong. It's already there. We just do a quick scan to make sure that it's still in a good state.
This was a joint announcement between Intel and Micron. What is that collaboration like, and how did the two companies come to work together on this?
Our technology development collaboration with Micron started about 10 years ago, focused on NAND technology development, and it's been very, very successful for both companies. We took a leadership position in 2D NAND, now have evolve that technology to 3D NAND in a way that we think is pretty unique. And then we expanded it to include additional technologies like the technology we're talking about today.
You've thrown out some incredible capabilities of this technology. How does it actually work?
We have a structure that we call a cross-point memory. And you could think of that as, say, a window screen where each place a wire crosses, there's a memory cell. In order to do that, we need to use thin films on top of a CMOS wafer. Between each point where a wire crosses, we need to put a memory cell and a selector device. And those things can only use two terminals because there's a top and a bottom to that memory screen, as opposed to a transistor, which uses three. And so we had to invent new types of memory technology as well as a selector that would work in that way and are compatible with each other. And a cross-point memory, as you can imagine, is the densest type of memory that we think we can get to for the long term, yet still be addressable like memory in individual words. So we lay out these materials and then we cut the materials in one direction and then we cut the materials in another direction. We end up with a column of these stacked devices between two wires. And so it's very, very dense because the structure is very simple and the magic is in the materials and the ability to get a selector that's compatible with the memory technology itself. And it's about the material science and how we manage the manufacturing of those unique materials.
Pretty exciting to see an announcement of this size and scope in terms of potential impact in the industry. They don't happen very often in the computing space at this magnitude. Thank you so much for sharing your insight. Is there any website that you would suggest folks go to find out more?
I would suggest just going to the Intel website and going to the non-volatile memory section.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.